Happy Mother's Day. We're going to move into the sermon portion of our message, and we have a very special guest sharing with us this morning.
Surprise! This is not your typical Sunday service. Seeing as it's Mother's Day and we were doing some short videos for the moms out there, I wanted to share something little. Actually, when Matt and I, when we knew that we were coming here, Matt joked that he would love it for me to do Mother's Day. And I was like, no way, like, give me time. I don't normally speak a whole lot in front of people. But then when I was thinking about something to share for you moms out there, it went from like a 1 or 2 minute video to more like a 10 or 12 minute video. So that's the reason why I'm sharing with you today. So bear with me. But as I was praying and thinking about what to share, Proverbs just automatically came to my mind, because I just see a lot of women and moms that I know full of wisdom and insight. And so again, it was one of those things where I didn't want to do the same old verse for Mother's Day, but yet Proverbs 31 is such a good reminder of what a virtuous and righteous woman is. And so so I'm going to be sharing Proverbs 31, and it talks about wisdom. And the verses that I really wanted to talk about today was verse 25 and 26. So verse 25 of Proverbs 31 says, "Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue." Now, those verses are amazing. And again, I honestly believe that God has made us to be wise. He's given us the Bible for wisdom that we can take hold of. And he's given us even just, you know, Jesus coming to earth. He's given us the wisdom that we need. And when we seek and we're praying, that is when we gain the strength and the dignity that he's talking about in verse 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing. And it is a huge part of our character. And it's almost like our clothing. And when I was thinking about that verse, it reminded me of the scripture of the armor of God. It is a daily thing that we do. Ephesians 6, 10 to 19 talks about putting on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit. It is something that we as believers need to constantly do on a daily basis, not just once in a while and yeah, we got it, but we need to constantly be putting on the armor of God. And us as women, we need that strength. We need to have strength and dignity. And so that's the reason why I'm sharing this verse, these verses with you. And then it goes on to say, she laughs at the time to come. I don't know about you. I laugh a lot, but not without fear of the future. There are times where we don't know the unknown, right? It's the fear of the unknown. And it can kind of take us away from what God was trying to do and trying to show us in our walks with him. And so, but this verse is talking about, you know, when we are constantly praying and seeking God, that is when we don't have to fear. And we start, when we trust and rely on him, we start, that fear goes away. And we can literally just trust in his plans and his timing. And again, we're all human though. We all have those moments where we want to take things into our own hands, and we worry about our kids or our families or our jobs or whatever the case may be. We worry, but when we pray and seek God and ask him to give us wisdom is when fear is pushed aside. And so that is a cool thing about these verses, especially in the season we're in, where it's kind of taken us to a point where we have to take a break of in the busy life. And now we're at home with our kids more, which means, you know, we might be pulling out our hair more and just learning new things. Like moms, you guys are starting to teach your kids when maybe you weren't. Kids are at home and we're trying to figure out how to, you know, be the best moms and be the best parents that we can be. And it's a crazy awesome time because we get to connect with our kids and just kind of see their own little personalities. But it's also a crazy time where we're around each other all the time, right? And so it is definitely, you know, it can be a struggle, but that's where we really have to take our own personal time, reflect on His word and pray. And that's when we, again, gain that wisdom that God has given us. And so we may see the piece of a puzzle, but God has the whole picture out and He sees that. And so we just got to trust and seek Him through it. And so verse 26, it goes on, it says, she opens her mouth with wisdom and teaching, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Again, when we're seeking God and we let Him speak through us, He gives us the wisdom so that we can teach our kids, we can instruct, you know, them in the right way to go. But we also do it with kindness. I remember when Matt and I were first married and just kind of getting used to the whole married life and being in ministry. And one thing that we noticed, especially with dealing with youth and younger girls, was the girls would run to Matt and explain what they're feeling and what they're going through. And then Matt would just say it like it is. And then they would come running to me in tears, being like, well, Matt said this. But then I would say the same exact thing that Matt would say back to them, but in kindness and in love and in a different way, rather than, you know, like that just in itself shows our character of how God has created a guy and God has created us women. God has given us that spirit, that nurturing character as moms. And it's cool that God has made us so different. God wants to bless us. And when we're diving into His word and we're praying over every aspect of our lives, that even means the tiniest little details, we will see more fruit in our kids' lives. We will see our families living a better life. And then it goes on in this chapter. It goes on to verse 28. It says, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Us women, we need affirmation. And so, guys, I share this as a challenge for you, that if you haven't, you know, affirmed your wife or thanked her, just take the time to just express how much she truly is important in your life and your kids' lives. Again, that's a whole part of our character as women, is we need that affirmation. We need encouragement, because there are times where the self-doubt comes in and it overtakes us. But again, when we are seeking God and praying and even putting the people, the godly people around us, is when we gain that wisdom, and that we have, again, that self-doubt is pushed aside, that fear, whatever it is pushed aside. It is a loving family shows support, recognizes each other's values, and shows gratitude. And so in this day where we're spending a day to just celebrate moms, say Happy Mother's Day to any mom that you see, because, you know, we need encouragement. Some days are easier than others. A lot of days you just are like, I feel so full to see my kids growing up and to see their personalities. And there are other days where it's like, what am I doing? Am I even doing what I need to be doing? Are they like, am I helping them to raise up into godly humans. And it's tough. It's very tough. Again, we're all not perfect. But God knows that. God knows that we're not perfect. And so we just, again, we need to rely. I guess the 3 points that I really want to just, I really want to encourage you with is to walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom. Go to the Word of God that we have. If you need even, you know, if you're just not even sure what to look at in the Bible, go to Proverbs. It talks about wisdom. And even put some people around you, you know, that have godly characteristics in them and that they want to bless you with, right? Number two, I've been saying it several times, put God first. When we seek Him and when we're praying, that's when we get the strength that comes from Him. He is the God of grace and peace. And when we feel like we're being overwhelmed, go to God. Seek God and put God first in your lives. And first and foremost, not even first and foremost, God is the first and foremost, but a huge part is just to love your family. Know that we are all different. God has created us to be uniquely and beautifully and wonderfully made. And so, moms, I just encourage you today to just love on your kids, love on your spouse. And that's kind of what I wanted to share with you guys today. That's something that God put on my heart.
Thank you, Michelle, for sharing this morning. I just want to pray as we close the service. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the service this morning. We thank you for the way that you speak to us and you move in the hearts and the minds of each and every one of us. God, I pray for open ears and open hearts to receive what you have. No matter how challenging it is, no matter where we are at, I pray that you are just drawing us closer to you. I pray a special blessing on the moms, God, as they dress themselves in strength and dignity and they love and serve their families. God, I always pray you pour your spirit on them today in rich abundance and that they would just feel your favor as they go about this Mother's Day. We thank you and we praise you in your precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.